One, go. Welcome back to another episode of Renewing Minds Pod. I am your host, Akilah Smith, and this is episode 9, y'all. This is episode 9. And like I always say, I'd be so excited to sit here and talk with y'all and just tell y'all about my week and my experiences with God and just this journey, y'all. I'd just be so happy to share. And one of the things that I'm most grateful for is just the confidence that God has given me. Now, of course, there is another level that I can tap into, but I'm very confident in God. Like, I'm very confident in His word and what it says. And that's a gift. Like, that is a gift. And yeah, I'm just super grateful for that. Also, I hope this is recording right now. And I don't know if it is, because I tried to do a preview and the preview didn't work. So I just clicked the recording button and I'm just hoping for the best, literally. So hopefully I don't have to do this all over again. Hopefully this is the first time y'all see this. And hopefully this is not a redo. So hopefully y'all don't see me say whatever. You get what I'm trying to say. When I stop this recording, I am just praying that it comes out all right. Y'all can see me. Y'all can hear me. Audio good. As I have to do these claps because I edit my videos, and the mic and the recording camera has to be on the same timing. So I have to make sure I do these claps just to line the audio up. So if you're listening, if you're just listening to the audio, please excuse me. I will try to edit it out, but I'm not sure if I will. But yeah. All right, now I'm just being goofy. So what's up, y'all? I hope y'all are having a great week. If you can't find something to be thankful for, or you know, just appreciate life, just consider it a, just be happy that you're alive. Let's just give God praise for the fact that we are still here. Like, we still have life. We still have breath. And that has kind of, like I probably said in a previous podcast, that has just kept me, like, y'all, literally being in the presence of the Lord is like, it sounds weird, but it's almost like a love story. It's just like you go to sleep thinking about God. You wake up thinking about God. You just acknowledging that God is here, if that makes sense. And it's beautiful, but I'm not trying to bore y'all with my little love story. But I do want to share a couple of verses from Psalms 31. And it's subtitled God's Goodness, just to kind of get the pod started with some good stuff. I'm going to read verse 19 through 21. And it starts with, "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of men. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city." Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of men. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. This is how good God is, though. This is how good God is. And I read from Psalms 31 because this month I'm doing a kind of like a devotional with a couple of my family members. We're reading Psalms 31 all month, and we just pick a verse from it every day, like a different verse every day, and just, you know, reflect on it, or just let each other know how God is speaking to us through it. So, yeah, if you're looking to do something like that or join a group, feel free to comment. I could definitely set something up. I have been thinking about doing a Bible study because this week has been crazy, y'all. Like, this week, before I get into what I want to say, this week has been like one of those weeks where God has been putting people on my heart and I've been reaching out. And that's not something that I do, y'all. That's not something that I do. But this week has been one of those weeks. Like when God puts somebody on your heart or when you have a dream about somebody, like just reach out. Like just reach out. And yeah, it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing. Like every time I reached out to somebody and they responded and I just was just honest with them, truthful, like this is what I'm doing. Like I'm just trying to be obedient and it just matched up and I don't know. God is just working. So I'm just super thankful. And I also realized, because y'all look, this is how I am. You see how I'm talking right now? If the camera wasn't going, I would still be talking just like I'm talking to people or I'm talking to God. Like sometimes I just be in the flow and I just go to talking. I just go to talking and it's just so funny. It's funny, but I was saying like, you know, I want to do a Bible study, man. I want to put myself out there more. And when I say put myself out there more, I don't mean like I want followers or I want some type of fan base or like I'm trying to promote something. No, I really want to put myself out there to the point where other believers who are kind of in isolation or just in the same season as me, I just want to make that known to people to know like, hey, I'm going through some of the same stuff y'all going through. So it's like, I just want to put myself out there. That's why when I go on Instagram and some of my followers and the people that I follow are speaking about God or, you know, just posting something that really resonates with me, like I just reach out and let them know, like stay encouraged. Like I'm on the same journey. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I really want to like start a Bible study. I do. Cause I talked to a couple of people this week and it was like, man, we need to be in the Bible for real. Like y'all, we have to wake up in 2024. And I don't just mean like that woke, like, oh, I'm woke. No, like read the Bible, wake up. Like not just no, man, y'all sleep out here. No, like open the Bible, let God reveal who he is to you. Like let him come in and love you. Like get to know God, like build a relationship with him. Build a relationship with him. Read his stories. Like, do all of those things. Sorry. This tag is irritating me. But, yeah, this week has been one of those weeks. God put something on your heart. You reach out. And that's what I've been doing. But another thing. I feel like it was something else I wanted to talk about. We got some things to discuss, y'all. I want to know y'all opinions. I really do. Even though I know, it's like I know, but it's like I want other people to be like, yeah. Just for this reason, I'm gonna get to it. So ever since I've been coming home, ever since I came home from overseas, I've been seeing these numbers, right? Just chill out. Just let me finish. I've been seeing these numbers. And I see them over and over and over again. Like, whether I just even look at the time or I could be watching something, bruh. I could be watching something on YouTube and, like, pause it or just anything, bro. And I just keep seeing these same numbers, right? So I'm thinking, like, wait, is God speaking to me? Because I hear a lot of people say, you know, God speaks to people differently and things like that. And so I'm just like, I'm thinking about this because I'm like, why do I keep seeing these same numbers? Like I even wrote out my credit card bill and that same number came up. It's just a lot of stuff, y'all. And I was just like, is it me? Like, am I seeking out this number or do I just like keep coming across these same numbers? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people know what I'm talking about. But today, I don't know what made me even really look into it. Because I had told my mom, like, oh, mom, I think I think God is speaking to me. Like, I keep seeing these numbers over and over again, and I think this is how he speaks. But today, for some reason, I don't know, I went deep into it online, and I saw some people like, yeah, yeah. And then I went to where some Christians were saying, like, no, that is, I forgot exactly what they called it, but that was, they was like, as Christians, we should not be seeking out numbers, you know, that's demonic. God doesn't, you don't hear any stories in the Bible where someone in the Bible was seeing repetitive numbers, like, and I was like, okay. I was like, hold on, wait a minute, pause. Like, y'all, I instantly got on my knees and was praying, like, I'm sorry for just thinking these numbers. Like, Lord, I'm sorry for even thinking these numbers were from you. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where I'm at with it. But let me give you some scripture, though, because somebody put this on there. Somebody put this scripture. It's Deuteronomy 18, 9, verses 9 through 14. Now, one thing I can say is that I know astrology is not from God, right? I know us with the moons and the stars, like I know that's New Age stuff. But I believe that this number seeking pattern thing falls under the same thing. And this is why I believe that. And this is why I was like, God, I'm sorry. I won't ask you about another number. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. It says, when thou art come into the land, this is God telling Israel to avoid pagan practices. It says, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God does drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God have not suffered thee so to do. So this is the part that got me, y'all. In verse 10, when it says, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times. Now, if somebody can explain to me what an observer of times mean, because when I seen that, I was like, I be looking at the time. I'm looking at the time thinking that, you know, it got some type of meaning when it comes to God. An observer of times. That's what I got from it. But is that what he's saying? But I want y'all to read it on y'all own and tell me what y'all think, because wizards. So, like, none of that stuff, like, enchanter, no witch stuff, no familiar spirit. Like, don't do that. Don't do that stuff. It's an abomination. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, y'all, because ever since I got home. And then somebody online was like, yeah, that's demonic. Like, what did they say? I'm going to try to find it for y'all. This ain't it. Someone said, no, numerology is just a form of fortune telling and isn't something Christians can be involved in. God isn't weak and unable to communicate. If he has something to say to you, it will be clear and obvious. There is no one in the Bible who saw the same number all the time and had to try to figure out what God was trying to tell them. Then someone else said, numerology star signs, zodiac signs, anything that causes you to believe that something is telling you your future or predicting what will happen is a sin. You're trusting numbers to tell you what will happen is not good, and I would say steer clear and avoid it all. So, yeah. That's where your girl at. But best believe, I took it to God before I brought it to y'all. So I just want to let y'all know that. Because, yeah, like, you just have to ask. And I just want to be open with y'all. I don't never want to get on here and say something. And if I do say something wrong and God reveals it to me, best believe I will be back on here to tell y'all what I said was wrong. And another thing, I've been, the last episode that I did was kind of, I was tired and I watched it back and listened to it, just the audio, and I watched it and I was just like, don't never get on this podcast with that energy again. Like, don't do that. That was a no-no. Because I was just, it was hard for me to watch it. Like, bro, what are you about to fall asleep? Like, come on, Akila. Like, come on, man. Get your energy up. Get your energy up. Nobody want to see that laziness. Come with some excitement. Like, come with some excitement. Talk with some passion. Like, do not come up here like, I'm tired. I just came from the, like, nah. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. So, yeah, that's kind of the first thing I want to talk about. It's just like those numbers I've been seeing and I'm just trying to figure out they from the Lord. Because a lot of people say God speaks through numbers. And it's like, I haven't seen that in the Bible. I'm going to be honest. But I also saw something where someone said 3 is a number. It means Trinity. And it's like, hey. Again, I'm just being transparent with y'all. I don't know what's going on. Y'all let me know, though, in the comments. The next thing I want to talk about is gifts and talents. Gifts and talents. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Gifts and talents. Ephesians chapter 1. Why are we going to Ephesians chapter 1 in Cuba? What's in Ephesians chapter 1? Gifts and talents. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 3 and 4 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So basically what this is saying, what I'm getting from this is, God has already given us spiritual blessings before the foundation of the earth. So before he even created the earth, he already knew what blessings we were going to have, what each person's gift was going to be. Like, he already knew that. And the Bible says, gifts and callings of God are without repentance. And I just want to speak on gifts, though, and like callings and stuff, because I think everyone has one. Now, everyone's calling and gift is different, of course. But it's like, I just want people, if God is saying that he already blessed us with spiritual blessings before the foundation of the world, it's like, I be trying to see, like, hey, do you know your gifts? Like, hey, what do you think some of your gifts are? Like, let's have a conversation about gifts. Like, I'm interested in people's purpose, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just where I'm at. So I just wanted to talk about this. I was about to use my gifts for the wrong reason. And at one point, I was using my gifts for the wrong reasons. And a lot of people are doing this today. We see it every day, like artists who take their talents and use it, for like secular music, and like, you know, artists who can sing and they don't use their voice that God gave them to glorify him, or just all kind of different things. Just the opposite, like what you see people gifted in, like the gift of influence, how people use their influence. People use their influence for other things. It's not glorifying God. It's all like self, me, 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 me. And nothing that they're doing is pointing back to God And I just think that's so dangerous. And that's why it's so important to tap in with God and really find your identity in him. Because if you don't, you're going to be out here using your gifts for Satan. Like, you playing in Satan playground because you haven't talked to God about what your gifts are and what you should be doing. So I think that's important. I really don't know, but I think I have a gift to speak. I write a lot. Right now I'm currently writing a book. I could create. Like, I'm very creative. My mind is always thinking of ways to create new things, new ideas, new videos, just new everything. Like, y'all, I will sit in here with nobody in here and have a full-blown podcast conversation with the guest that's not even in here. Like, it's crazy, but I think I have the gift of influence. But again, I was using that gift for the wrong reason. Like, my gift of influence. And I can see it, though, because how do I say this? I don't know, bro. It's just like something, you know, like when you are in a room or when people around you, people gravitate towards you or people are looking at you for stuff. Like you influence people to do either the things you're doing. And that's the thing, the gift of influence, it can work two ways. It's like, are you influencing people to do the right things or are you influencing people to do the wrong things? And for a long time, I was influencing people to do the wrong things. And it's like, now it's like, God is like, hey, that influence that you got, we need to flip that around. We need to flip that around. So, yeah, I just encourage y'all to really tap into y'all gifts. Really ask the Lord what they are. Most of y'all probably, some people probably know what they gifted in. They just, you know, they don't, you need help. God will help you. God will help you. He will help you. Yeah, so take some of the influence, if you do have the gift of influence, and you'll know this by, like, the people you hang around or just, like, the places God has taken you or just, I don't know. I just feel like it's one of them things, like, you know when you got influence. So, yeah, take some of that influence you have on people and use it for God's glory and not for your own personal gain. It's not to lift you up. At one point, I was writing music, like, I wanted to be an artist. I think I still do. Like, I love to sing, y'all. I love to rap. And so, y'all, I'm getting a little hot in here. I might have to turn the fan on. Yeah, at one point, I was writing music that was just, like, toxic. Like, and this is how you know I was just going through so much stuff. Because, like, one day I had went back. I deleted it all now. But one day I had went back and was reading the lyrics. And I was like, bro, what are you talking? I was like, I was like, bro, what were you talking about? Like, yikes. And it was just based on everything I had went through. And the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so all of those things that I was typing, all of those things that I wrote in those old journals, like, that stuff was coming from the heart, like a wicked, confused, toxic, just kind of heart. Yeah, so I just think it's important. Like I mentioned earlier, you see it every day with people. Their music, the spirits that's behind that music, it's just in the secular, it's just not godly. It goes against everything that God says and who God is. Another thing I started doing was making YouTube videos that really didn't glorify God. I start uploading videos on Instagram that didn't really glorify him. I had made a TikTok page that really didn't glorify him. And I had to take a step back from, like, social media, YouTube, TikTok. Like, I had to take a step back from all social media when I gave my life to Jesus, because it was like, what are you really pushing? Like, what are you really pushing, and where is this coming from? So I had to do, like, a deep, deep evaluation. By the grace of God, of course, he helped me, but just asking myself questions, like, what are you doing this from? Where is this coming from? I mean, what are you doing this for, and where is this coming from? And God had to show me why I had the desires to do certain things, and how the desires were right, but the heart wasn't. So it's like you could be trying to do the right things, but your heart is just not there. And God is the one who can give you a new heart. God is the one who can give you a new heart. And yeah, God just had to tell me, like, these gifts are not for you. Akilah, these gifts are not about you. You being able to just speak about me, or just talk your mind, or just be vulnerable and just like let people, that's not about you. Like, it's not about you. It's for me to get the glory. And these gifts are to serve people. To serve people. Use your gifts. You serve people. It's to serve people. It's never for your own personal gain. You have to die to yourself when you give your life to Jesus. He said you'll lose your life. So it's like, you know, you should know it's not for you. And another thing I was thinking about this week, y'all, was convenience. Like, I'm going to be honest, I like to live a life of convenience. I don't want to be inconvenienced. And I think there's no more of that. Like, I feel like following Christ is going to come with a price, and it's inconvenience. Like, think about it like this. Say you be like, say God's like, okay, you need to give more. You need to do more for people. You're like, God, help me. Help me to do more, Lord. Give me opportunities to do more for more people. Next thing you know, somebody call you and ask you to do something for them. And you in the middle of something. It's like in that moment, you have to realize, like, first of all, I just prayed for this. And second of all, I really don't. Oh, it's like I'm inconvenienced. It's like, should I pick up my phone or not? Like, this is not convenient for me right now. And it's like, no, stop what you're doing and go do the Lord's work. Like, simple stuff like that. Simple stuff like that. And I work with kids now. So it's also a test, because, you know, they'll come up to you like, hey, this and that. And it's just like, it's not about inconvenience. It's not about, okay, this is not what I want to do right now. It's like, no, stop. Attend to the student, lock in. Like, just lock in. There is no more convenience. Like, ripping and running for God. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's the point I'm trying to get to. I need the Lord's help, because I'm telling y'all, I like to be by myself. Like, But we're working on it. We are definitely working on it. And he's brought those opportunities to my life for me to do for others. And just practice that inconvenience. And I have slipped up a couple times. And then realized right after I slipped up, like, oh, I just missed my opportunity to get better. So, yeah, I just encourage y'all. Encourage y'all to just, God will give you the strength, man. It's so much stuff that our flesh, like, we don't want to do. But it's like with God, it's like you have to have a purpose for why you're doing it. And it's to please God. It's to please our Father. And I think that's the best thing. That pleasing God is like the best thing you could do. Like, I'm trying to please my Father. I'm trying to please the one who created heaven and earth. I'm trying to please him, not nobody else. I want God to be happy with what I'm doing. So I think that's very important. Like, if we just change our mindset from, I'm trying to please my friends, or I'm trying to please the people on Instagram, or I'm trying to, you know, fit in with the Joneses. It's like, okay, no, scratch all of that. God, what do you need me to do? I'm trying to please you. What is your will for me? Because at the end of the day, man, it's like, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I think about heaven. Like, when I read the Bible, I be thinking, like, God is coming. Like, God is coming to get God is coming to get us. We will be with God. Like, he's going to come get us. Don't you want to be ready? Like, don't you want to be ready when God comes? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. But it's not like I'm thinking like, oh, I can't. Well, I do think like that sometimes. Like, I can't wait to be with God. But it's not like a suicidal, like, I want to die. It's like a, oh, I'm getting prepared. Like, I'm getting ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting ready. I don't know, y'all. I might be talking crazy on here, but yeah. Oh, I also wanted to talk about, sometimes we give ourselves too much credit. Like, we live in a generation of society that's like, self-made this, or I did this, or it takes hard work. And it's just like, bro. I got to the point where I'm like, no more self-credit. Like, literally no more self-credit. Like, no more texting someone and be like, oh, I just woke up thinking about you, or I had a dream about you last night, or, you know, I just felt like calling you. It's like, no, God put you on my heart, so I'm reaching out. Like, let's just call it for what it is, though. Like, that might be a small thing, but just to, if y'all get what I'm saying, like, we give ourselves too much credit. Like, oh, how'd you win player of the year and defensive player of the year? Oh, well, you know, I just, you know, I was in the gym early mornings, late nights, and, you know, it's just a grind. Like, I put up 1,000 shots a week, and it's just like, that's how you feel? I know God be like, so that's what you're going to say. So that's what you're going to tell people, that you did a work? So you're not going to mention me at all. And that's, I'm just trying to get to the point, because I'm so, that's one of the things God had to work on me with, is like, it's not about me, like the selfish side of me. He's like, hey, I'm gonna need you to fix language. There is no more like, I did, like, give me glory, like, say my name. And it's like, yeah, God put you on my heart. Like, as cringe, as corny as it may, like, ruffle your feathers or mess with your flesh, and it's just like, oh, this is so, but it's the truth, though. It's the truth. And we just, man, we can't give ourselves that much credit. Oh, another thing I want to say about the about being self-made and giving ourselves credit is, I didn't stop myself from listening to secular music and watching certain shows, because I realized probably in a previous episode I mentioned, like, music, how I stopped listening to music and stuff like that. I did not do that on my own. God literally convicted me of the music I was listening to. He literally showed me how all of the music I was listening to had affected my life, how I was idolizing music. Like, when I'm going through something or when I feel away, the first thing I do is turn on some music. And God is like, you ain't gonna talk to me? Like, you're not going, we can't get a conversation. You want to hear Drake? Like, you want to hear Drake right now instead of talking to me? Man, deleted every, I ain't doing that, man. Especially when I heard about, when I read in the Bible about the, what he did to the lands who were in idolatry, and how he cursed the lands. And man, where that's at? I mean, straight went crazy on these folks. Like, y'all idolizing stuff? Bet. Y'all putting stuff before me? Bet. I think it's in, like, y'all, all right. Hold on, let me search it out real quick. I can't find it. But Micah verse 5:13 says, Well, this popped up on Google. It said, I will destroy the cities of your land and tear down all your strongholds. I will destroy your witchcraft and you will no longer cast spells. I will destroy your idols and your sacred stones from among you. You will no longer bow down to the work of your hands. That's basically what I was talking about, about the self-made stuff, too. And along with the, before you go talk to God, you like anything you put before God is considered idolatry. Like, before I go talk to God, I'm just listening to music to get through life. Like, Lord, I don't want to hear another song. Like, you got my undivided attention. I can't find exactly what I'm looking for, but yeah. He wasn't playing with them. He was not playing with them. Another thing I wanted to talk about is go to Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, verse 6. Rain came, wind blew, my house is. Proverbs 15, verse 6 says, in the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. And treasure is not material things. Like, we live in a society where it's like, I want this car, I want this house, or your blessing's coming around the corner, or God's gonna give you that house, or that financial breakthrough that you're looking for. And it's like, when did God ever promise us those things? Like, God never promised us that. So I just kind of want us to shift our mindset from things, like material things, as the treasures that God is talking about. Like, you think God care about a Mercedes-Benz? Not saying that Mercedes-Benz are wrong or luxury stuff. I'm not saying none of that stuff is wrong, but it's just like, no. Like, what about the treasures of wisdom? What about knowledge? What about understanding? You know what I'm saying? What about joy? What about peace? What about being happy? What if God gives us all of those things as treasures instead of us thinking like getting $1 million in a mansion or a nice home or having a family is like considered a treasure from God? And that's kind of what I've been thinking on, because, y'all, I love cars, but I realized that it was the lust in me that just was so lustful towards cars. Like, man, that car is, I want that car. Like, just lusting after the things of the world, like cars and houses, watches, clothes. Like, and that's why the Bible says the spirit of the world. Don't be conformed by the spirit of the world. This is my translation. I don't know. It's basically saying the spirit of the world is just the lust of the flesh, the eyes, and things like that. That's in the spirit of the world. So it's like, stay far away from that. And I'll be trying to look. God, look, please, please, whatever in me that don't need to be in here, like, help me, help me. Because it could turn into idolatry quick. It could turn into lust quick. And it's not just sexual lust. It's lust at the things of the earth too. Like material things, like I'm saying. Like that might not be what God want to bless us with. I'm not saying we can't have a nice home or a family or a nice car or money. I'm not saying we're supposed to be poor Christians. But we just got to see it different. We just got to change our heart about it. Change our heart about the things that we want. Yeah. And yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to do. All I wanted to say for this week. So just like speaking about the numbers and just different things that you're not sure of. It's just like, take it to God. Like, if you think you know something, but you don't really, that's why it's just important to seek him. Because it says the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. So if you're really seeking God and it's something that ain't right, something that's not right, like the Holy Spirit is going to guide you. And then the other thing about the gifts and the talents, like find out yours, because if gifts come without repentance, then everyone was blessed with gifts. It says in the Bible, blessed before the foundation. So it's like really try to ask God, like I'd be wanting people to just ask God, what am I supposed to be doing? And I understand everyone walk is different, but it's just like, try to get in God's will, like try to be in his will. Because he's going to help you. The Bible says the good work that he began in you, he will finish. He who begins is, this is the one. Okay. Being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So God, he gonna do that. If he started something, he gonna perform it all the way until Jesus come. And so another scripture that had came to my mind after this one, what was it? He who does a good work. Oh, what was it? Dang, it's gone. But I had another verse that was kind of similar or like on the same. But yeah, just remember that. Let me give y'all a couple of my favorite scriptures right now. Because this was supposed to be a whole episode in itself, but I'm going to just give y'all three that I have written down right here. One of my favorite scriptures right now is, man can't live off bread alone. Like, that helped me so much when it comes to me trying to turn down my plate and fast. You know what I'm saying? And just be, like, just connect with God on a deeper level, bruh. And so, like, when I do fast, it's like, man can't, like, stomach go to growling, man can't live off bread alone. Like, y'all, it is that, like, you have to be that intentional. Like, because if I don't, it's going to be like, man, I'm hungry, bro. I'm hungry. I just want to, nope, it's man can't live off bread alone. Like, won't get me. I'm fasting. And the Bible says man can't live off bread alone. So that's what it is. Whatever God say, that's what it is. So that's one of my favorite scriptures right now. Man can't live off bread alone. Another one of my favorite scriptures right now is, if God be for us, who can be against us? That just gives me a confidence of, now that I'm walking with Christ, there's nothing that can, I can't be defeated. God can't be defeated, and neither can anyone who walks with him. That's how that scripture makes me feel. Like, if God is for us, who can be against us? Can't nobody come against God? God is almighty. Can't nobody beat him? So I love that scripture. I love it. And another one, the last one I have on here, I have a lot more, but these are just the ones I had. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. You want to know what that does for me? This verse right here just lets me know that, oh God, you knew everything. You knew everything. Before I was even, but you knew my whole life. So what? Who am I to be pity about stuff that I went through? Who am I to be upset about things that I went through? It's like, if I didn't go through those things, how would I even know that I need you? Like, why would I even need a savior if you never took me through stuff? Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Like, God already knew me. He already knew everything. He already knew the things I would battle with, the things I would struggle with, the things I would go through, the things I would idolize. He knew all of that. And it just made me be like, God, you knew that. Like, God, thank you. God, thank you. Thank you. Because without all of that stuff, I wouldn't be who I am today. And so with that being said, I just want to encourage everyone to stay in the word. Repent daily. Repent, 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 y'all. Repent for your sins. Repent for your sins. Ask God to forgive you. Forgive others. Like, stay close to God right now, y'all. I don't even know what... it just, let me, we living in the end times. And I know people say that a lot, but I really feel like it's just, it's coming to an end. I don't know when that end is, but I feel like this is the time, y'all. Like this, if you needed to seek God for anything or whatever it is, this is the time. This is the time to get in that word. This is the time. So stay encouraged. Be blessed. And yeah, I just thank God for where I am right now. I'm praying for you all and all of my followers. Just God is amazing. God is truly amazing. And we wouldn't be here without him. And I honestly feel like God wants more glory. He wants more glory, less idolatry, and he wants his name to be lifted up. So again, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I'll be back, if God say the same, next week, same time, same place, different topics, but it's all to glorify God. So thank y'all for watching and stay tuned for the next video.